You know, I gotta figure it out. I know exactly what's going on. They could try to hide it, but they can't. I know exactly what the fuck is going on. Every time a society is built, it's working beautifully. I mean, where everything is precise and on point, and it's a successful society, which is, you know, successful societies are built by white people. I mean, they really are. I mean, you look back in history, all societies that were, you know, industrial cities that were productive and they were efficient and they were profitable were built and ran, well, they were ran by white people. You know, by white, I mean Europeans. You know, I don't mean white like, you know, typical white. I mean Europeans that came to America and they ran shit, right? Okay. But not just America. We're talking about all over the world. Europe, richest country. America, richest country. Run by whites. You know, they know what the fuck they're doing. They're fucking awesome. Okay. Now, there's this competition where they say that Asians are more intelligent than whites. I might have even said that myself, but that's not true. I'm realizing that's not the case. The truth is, whites are far superior in intelligence to everybody. The reason why we believe Asians are more intelligent is because Asians boast, and whites just stay, keep their mouth shut because they know better, because they know the real truth. Whites are the smartest people on earth. They built all the greatest technologies. I'll prove it to you that the Asians don't know shit. Asians are not responsible for creating any societies. Look at the Chinese. Their society was what? Slavery. It was government ran the fucking show, and you were fucking slaves. No individuality, no creativity, no fucking nothing, just slaves. And if you didn't fucking follow the order of the day, guess what? We chop your head off. It's that simple. It's that simple. India has the oldest religion on the earth, where they have, you know, blue aliens and flying fucking saucers. But they're not intelligent like whites. They haven't created the society that whites have. Honestly, they haven't. Look at India. India's a fucking disaster. It's a fucking mess. They shit in the beach. It's a hellhole. It's disgusting. It's gross. I wouldn't want to fucking live there. Yeah, and it has beautiful places. But their worst, our best for them would be their fucking paradise. Because their worst is, there's nothing in America that's at the level of what their worst is in India. As far as poverty and filth and disease. So it's not a fucking civilized, industrial, fucking, you know, productive. It's not a place you dream of fucking retiring in, unless you're Indian. What else? All the riches. I mean, they're basically ran. Everything is basically created by fucking whites. I mean, computers, for God's sakes. You talk about Asians. Asians haven't created shit. Like Japan, for instance. Japan is a fucking awesome. Out of all the Asians, Japan are number one. Koreans are second. But Japanese are fucking amazing. They're the best. They're number one. By far the best of all the Asians. Because they're the most productive. They had the fucking awesome society. Samurais. But they were individuals. You could be whoever the fuck you wanted to be. Like, they nurture individuality. China doesn't. China is just like a fucking drone slave society. I mean, I could see. Now I see why the Japanese wanted to eliminate the Chinese in World War II. I see why. They're completely the opposite of who the fuck they are. But as smart as Japan is, they're just great at perfecting and balancing ideas. But they're not great at creating ideas. Because they're not the innovators. Americans are. Computers are created by Americans. I mean, they might have had, you know, Germans involved in the process of creating it. But come on, who the fuck made computers popular? Who really created the process of really creating a fucking a programming language? Windows. All that shit was created here. Yeah, you know Russia, they're good with computers too. I get you. Hey, Russia's an amazing fucking civilization. Hey, did you, by the way, realize that they're white? Intelligent. Fucking brilliant. They're fucking brilliant. White. So Asians, what do they got? NASA and all that shit. No, no Asians. Computers, they didn't create that. Technology as far as just even CGI. Just movie making. That alone, Americans, whites, creating fucking amazing programs. Fucking amazing. Whites are the best. Best of the fucking best, right? So they're number one. So they create amazing societies. Right? Now, the point of a society is creating businesses. Businesses basically cater to customers. Now, how the fuck do you make money off of people who aren't customers? I don't know. But that's a different venue. That's a venue of people that you can make money off of. People who against their will have to pay you. And how the fuck do you make money off of people against their will? Well, that's easy. You build prisons and you fill them up with people. And then you take prisons that used to be public. I mean, they used to be, you know, government owned. Make them privatized so that you can make tons of money off of them, off of each prisoner. And then you create incentive to create more prisoners because there's billions of dollars to be made by being somebody's slave. And it's easy. For blacks, it's fucking easy. It's fucking super easy to be slaves because they've been dumbed down through their shitty culture. Their shitty black culture, which basically says to be a man, you gotta be a fucking asshole. Because that's what it is. It's that douche mentality. Because that's what they are. Blacks are douches with the attitude that they got, that angry attitude, that shit doesn't help you. That gangster bullshit, that douche attitude. If anybody other than black did that, you'd think, oh my God, this person's a fucking douche. But you can't, because you, nobody wants to offend black people, because automatically you'll get a fucking riot, or they'll punch you in the mouth, and then automatically that gives them the reason to hit you. Just any fucking reason, just looking for it. And they'll do it because they just got that shit inside of them, that black fucking rage, that anger. You can't say anything because automatically, if they have a face to the name, it gives them a reason to fucking punch you in the mouth. That's what it is. That's their reparations. Their reparations are not money, not 40 acres and a mule. No. It's basically the right to make everybody else's life in fucking possible. And it's all white people's fault. Thanks, white people. Thanks, assholes, for that white guilt shit. Thanks. You fucking created this problem, so I guess it's only right that you fucking suffer by it. But now we all have to suffer too. We all have to eat shit because you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even all white people. I mean, slavery wasn't, it wasn't even that common in the U.S. Only rich people could afford fucking slaves. Not everybody had fucking slaves. Yeah, they were slaves. But it was like having a car, you know, in the 50s. It was a fucking luxury, you know? It's not like everybody had a fucking car. It wasn't even that predominant, the amount of people that could have slaves in comparison to the people who could have cars in the 50s. Far more people could have cars in the 50s. I mean, maybe like in the 1930s, maybe. I don't even know. But having slaves was not common. Fuck that shit. So now we gotta all eat shit. So now because you were a fucking slave, and by the way, you didn't even fucking free yourselves, white people freed you. And by the way, the Civil War was white people fighting for the right for black people to be free. But no, all white people are fucking evil. Okay, well fuck you then, how's that? So now we gotta all eat shit because you guys have a fucking a bone to pick. What ain't my fucking fault? I never had a fucking slave. So you gotta look at me fucking all wrong? Now I can't say a fucking thing. Now you have to take an extra seat. And act with extra attitude. You want to be a fucking asshole. Because that's what you hear in songs. And that's what you see in movies. Being a dick is... being a douche is cool. Nothing cool about being a fucking douche. You're a fucking douchebag. Be humble. Stop being a fucking asshole. You know? Stop exaggerating everything. Why is everything so fucking exaggerated? You can't go out in public without it being a fucking show. Or laughing so loud that they have to have everybody fucking has to hear it. What the fuck? Why does it have to be so fucking exaggerated? Asians are the most kept and relaxed people in the world. Whites, the most kept and relaxed. And I know there's always some fucking asshole that gives you one example or two of an Asian being loud and a white being fucking annoying and loud. But guess what? It's not a fucking common thing, asshole. So don't fucking show me your example. Because for your example, I can show you 100,000 other examples where they're fucking calm and respectable. Alright? So don't give me that fucking bullshit. We can't say anything illegal in this country anymore. Anything racial? Oh, it's automatically, you're fucking deemed evil. They send out a fucking black lynch mob to destroy you. They hit you with a fucking lock. They'll throw bricks into your fucking... You can't say a fucking thing anymore. I'm telling you, it's fucking terrible what's happened. And people just letting it happen. Because the new generation, they've been brainwashed from the beginning by fucking feeding them garbage, having them glued to the TV. They're already fucking byproducts of the government. That's it. They're gone. So whatever few fucking people that are conscious, they're already on their way out because they're old. You're going to fight a war against a fucking sea of idiots, young idiots? America's the fucking dumbest country on the fucking planet now. Our education is shit. What, do you think that's an accident? It's a fucking purpose. That was planned that way. The same way that it was planned that whenever society is at its pinnacle, its greatest point, you take people from the outside and you bring them in just so that you have a group of people that you can victimize and keep and abuse and make money off of. I mean, think about it, right? If you have a bunch of people that have a piece of land and 98% of them have all the wealth and then 2% own all the wealth and 98% don't have shit. That's a fucking balance that can only be brought into perspective when you have weapons and military. That's the only way. But any other way, those odds would never fucking work. The balance would never, there would never even be a balance. It wouldn't even snap. It would just never even lift. What 2% can lift 98? You know, it just doesn't happen. You can't balance $98 on $2. You can't do it. You can't get what $98 can get you with $2. You can't fucking do it. You can't carry 98 pounds on 2 pounds. You can't fucking do it because it doesn't make sense. But somehow, in the world of economics and power, it does. Because it's always about the small percentage having control of all the resources. Well, how the fuck does that happen? Well, it's easy. It's the military. It's the weaponry. It's the power. Now, how the fuck is it that the military just allows these powerful people to do as they wish? Well, that's easy. Because if you get people in the military, it's typically because they're fucking brain dead. Police are fucking brain dead. Military are brain dead. These are brain dead people. The only ones that have brains are the ones that are the engineers, or the flight, the Air Force, you know, the pilots. But soldiers typically are fucking dummies. The army, just full of fucking dummies that are just ready to die. You know? Bunch of fucking dummies. Army ants, that's what they are. The fucking drones, you know what I'm saying? They're dispensable. These are people that just, that's their life. Just give me orders. I'm ready to die. That's whatever. Who gives a fuck? That's how they think. That's their role. And there's many like that. There's many roles like that. And then the intelligent ones, they manipulate these idiots and tell them, listen, we'll take care of you and you take care of us. It's that simple. They're nothing. The militaries are nothing more than bodyguards to the rich and famous. They're the most powerful because the militaries have authority over police. So the police are the watered down version of the military. And they run shit. They run shit hardcore. Because the military, right now, if military power, if martial law breaks out, who do you think is going to come through your neighborhood? Guys on horses or tanks? Tanks are going to come through your neighborhood. Guys with M16s, guys with machine guns, they're going to come through your neighborhood. And not in one or two. I'm not talking about squads, packs, just ready to wipe you out. Because when martial law breaks, that means that they can kill you at will. And what, you think that every military person is a noble one? He doesn't have some problem in his mind. He's just waiting for all shit to break loose so he can just kill as many fucking dudes. If I was a military person, I would have a list of all my enemies. So that when the shit hit the fan, I would put on my uniform, go to their house and kill them all. And I'm in military. Oh, they were fighting the opposition. I had to take them out. You see how easy that is? You telling me there aren't military who think like that? Out of the hundreds of thousands of military men, they're all fucking good and noble? Get the fuck out of here. If 10% are wrong or evil, we're talking about easily half of, 50,000, 60,000 men and women that could just kill you just for fun. Because when martial law breaks and no more rules, then who the fuck is going to tell me? Who's going to enforce me from chopping your head off? When martial law hits, what do you think? That people are going to be noble? No. Those that have it all are going to try to stay that way by wiping you the fuck out. So it's that simple. It's so fucking simple. It's such a simple balance. You know what I'm saying? It's an unbelievable balance. 2% controls 98. That's why these numbers don't make any sense. That's why everything is chaotic. Now, if 98% owned everything and ran everything, and 2% were creating conflict, the world would be fucking... put everything in the opposite. Do a 180. Imagine. No more hunger. No more suffering. No more disease. All these things can be fucking possible. A reality. Why the fuck doesn't it exist? Why? Banking systems. That's why. Banking fucking systems. Not global improvement systems. No. Monetary systems. We all know who the fuck put them there. Of course we do. All we can do is look at the presidents and the owners of the banks. They're there. Everything's there. We have internet. We have access to all this information. It's right there in front of us. It's like a fucking secret. But they keep things rolling. Rolling along. Just same old fucking song.